Welcome to Master Class 19. I'm Guy Fawkes, and in this master class, I'll be covering the piano intro to Open Arms by Journey. If you've downloaded the sheet music, then you'll notice that I've given you the complete right hand and left hand notation along with the chord progression. Now, I've done this for three reasons. For one, it's a fairly complex arrangement. Two, you're still going to need your ear to kind of piece all of this together. And three, I wanted you to see how the left-hand notes match the notes from each chord. And I'm going to go through this measure by measure. So let's jump right into this. If you look at the first two measures, are based on the D major chord. If you look at the left hand is really just going straight up the chord. Our D major chord is D, F sharp, and A. If you look at the left hand, it goes D, F sharp, A, D, and then back to the A. And then if you look at that second measure, which is still based on the D chord, it goes back up to the D, back down to the A, and back up to the D. So that whole left hand broken chord is just the notes from the chord. If you look at measure three, now here we have what's called a slash chord. In fact, the next two measures are what we call slash chords. A slash chord, you'll see that A slash C sharp, and then in measure four, you'll see the G slash B. Now, some people think this is two different chords. They'll think it's the A chord going to the C sharp chord, or the G chord going to the B chord, but that is not it, although I've heard people teach that. Looking at measure three, you have the A slash C sharp. Anything to the left of the slash is always going to be the chord. Anything to the right of the slash is going to be the bass note. So if you look at a piano arrangement, if you look at the first note in the bass, we have that C sharp. Another way to interpret this, if you're just doing the full chord, a lot of times you can play the chord in an inversion, and you could play the A chord with that C sharp being the lowest note. In our measure four, we have our G slash B. Like I said, anything to the left of the slash is the chord. So the chord is the G. Anything to the right of the slash is the bass note. And if you look at that first note in the left hand, there's our B. That's our first bass note. But once again, that whole left hand broken chord are notes from the G chord. And then just going back to measure three again, our A chord is A, C sharp, E. There's our C sharp, that's our first note. There's our E, there's our A. And then we double up on that C sharp again. And then that last note of that measure comes back to the A. So they're just all notes from the A major chord. Okay, getting down to measure five, we have our B minor chord. Our B minor chord is B, D, and F sharp, okay? Now, if you just get rid of the middle note, the D, you have the B and the F sharp. So doing this in the left hand, we have B, F sharp, and then you look at that next note, the B, that's just all of our B minor chord. I'm just taking out the middle note of the chord. Okay, for guitar players, this is what you call a power chord. You have the root, the fifth, and then you double up again on the root an octave higher. Okay, but this is a very common left-hand broken chord technique, doing the root, the fifth, and the root. And then he just happens to go back to the fifth on that last note in the left hand. Now, if you look at measure six, I'm just going to take my hand and slide it one to the left. So our next chord is just a straight A chord, no slash chord. So our bass note is the A. But if you look at the three notes, you have the A, the E, and the A. Once again, you have the root, the fifth, and then the root again, but up one octave. Once again, that is a very popular left-hand broken chord technique. And then you move down to measure seven, and I'm just going to slide again to the left. There's our straight G chord. There's your root, there's your fifth, and there's your root again, but up one octave. That is a very common left-hand broken chord technique. Okay, now going back to measures 1 and 2, if you look at our melody notes, we have an A, an E, and an F sharp in that first measure, and then the A and the F sharp are two notes out of the D chord. The only note that's not in the chord is the E, okay? And if you look at measure 2, that's still based on the D chord. You have the D and the A. Once again, all notes from the chord. So out of those first two measures, looking at the right hand and the left hand, every single note is a note from the D chord, except for that E, that second note in the melody. So here's those first two measures. Just mainly all notes from the chord, except for that E. Okay, going down to measure 3. And every single note there is a note from the A major chord. Looking at measure 4. Okay, not much to that measure. But once again, every single note, whether it's in the right hand or left hand, is from the G chord. Going down to measure 5, the B minor. The only note that is not in the chord is that C sharp, the second note in the right hand. Going to measure 6. All those notes are in the chord except for the F sharp. Going down to measure 7 and 8. Measure 7 and 8 are based on the G chord. And once again, there's only one note that is not in the G chord, and that's that first melody note in measure 8, the A. The A is the only one not in the G chord. Alright, so that's just a breakdown of the intro to Open Arms. Like I said earlier, you're still going to need your ear to kind of piece this all together. You have the right hand melody kind of playing off that left hand broken chord, and it's very syncopated in spots. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just play through this once more, but there's a second audio to this masterclass. So you can go to that audio, and there's no talking on that one. You can just go listen to it. I have it recorded 3 or 4 times. And you're going to need to listen to this very carefully, follow the music, but once again, use your ear to kind of piece the right hand and the left hand together. Like I said, it's complex, but it's not super difficult. This is a very doable piano arrangement. And then in the next master class, we'll get into the next part of Open Arms. Okay. Okay, that is the intro to Open Arms. I'm Guy Fawkes, and thanks for listening.